The online world is full of experts trying to tell you how to find and speak your message clearly. The thing is, there's no one way to do this because your message is so personalized to you. As far as human design goes, we can't just offer blanket statements that say things like, you're a generator, so you create content like this, or you're a projector, so you create content like this. Yes, there are things that you'll do by type, but your human design, like your message, is all about the nuances. In this episode of Unjaded, I'm taking you through three places to look within your own human design for your message so that you can easily create content that converts. If you don't have your human design chart yet, pause this episode right now and go to my website, vickidixon.com, and download it for free. That link is in the show notes for you, and I've also created a free download that goes with this episode so that you can see exactly what you're looking for as you start to decipher these three parts of your own chart as we go through the episode. Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in. Picture this. It's Monday morning and content creation is on the agenda for you. You get through the morning routine and head into your office. Sitting at your desk, you open the laptop and start a new Google Doc. There's nothing quite like a fresh Google Doc on a Monday morning, is there? You sit staring at the document, hoping that inspiration will hit you from somewhere, from anywhere really, but time stands still. You grab your phone and head on over to Instagram for something to inspire you, anything to get you started. An hour later, you close the app and head to the laundry room. Your favorite leggings are in the pile and you know you're going to need them for tomorrow anyway, so you might as well get some laundry done. And while you're up, you might as well boil the kettle for a cup of tea and put the dishes away. By the time you head back into your office, you're dreading looking at that blank document again. You're wondering, how do people do this? How do they know what to say? You just don't get how people can keep creating post after post after post when you can't even come up with one thing to say about something. I'd love to change all of this with you. I'd love for you to understand what you're here to speak, how you're here to speak it, and who you're here to speak it to. And we can find all of that by looking deeply into your human design blueprint. It's crazy, I know. But believe me when I tell you that content flows out of me. It's practically unstoppable, and it's become my very favorite thing to do in my business. In fact, I have to take pauses from time to time for my team to catch up with all the content that I've created. Rarely do I stare at a blank screen, and that's not because I'm special. It's not because I'm an amazing writer. It's not because I have more ideas than you do. It's because I believe that content creation is an inside job. I believe that when you have a deep sense of your purpose and what you're here to communicate through your business, it's easy to create content that draws your soul fit clients to you. The first thing that you absolutely need to know is your human design profile. This will be listed on your chart right near where it says your type and strategy. There are 6 profile lines, that's what we call the numbers in human design, and they make up 12 different combinations. Let me just clarify that. That's what we call the number after the little decimal point on all of the gates. So there's 6 of them. They go from 1 to 6. For the purposes of this episode, I'm going to introduce you to the 6 lines so that you can start to play with yours. I would say that's what she said, but this is a podcast and not my regular group of friends. Your profile is the role you play in the movie of your life. It will influence how you speak and what you're here to speak, and it will really influence your tone. It's all about how you come across in your content. So first lines are the researchers. They build foundations. They go down the rabbit hole and find out all of the information that needs to be known about that topic. So if you're a first line profile, then your content a lot of times is going to be informing people. It's going to be letting people know what you have found in your research. It's going to be letting people know that you have read such and such a book and this is what you took away from it. Because you're researching not just for the sake of researching, you're researching to bring it to your community. So that's the first line. Second lines are the naturals. Second lines are uniquely gifted at something, but they have a hard time nailing down what it is until someone calls them out for it. They also need time away to like marinate in their gifts or their message before coming out to share. This is my profile line. I'm a second line profile, and it can be really hard to understand that you're good at something until someone recognizes you for it, until someone says, oh my gosh, that's such a gift, because you just think that everybody can do it. Hey, I just want to interrupt this episode really, really quickly and tell you about a course that's launching in November that you're going to want to know about. So if you're someone who is tired of staring at the blank screen, if you are not getting engagement on your posts, and if your content is not generating dollars in your business, because that's what we want it to be doing, then the Content by Design course is for you. So this is a content course designed to have you creating according to your own unique human design, which is really where the power is, right? You speak in your voice, from your strengths, what you're here to communicate, the message that you're here to speak to the people that you're meant to speak to. It is absolutely magical how we can find your message and fine-tune your message within your human design. And that's what we're going to be doing in the Content by Design course. Now, the cart will be open for 4 days only. It's open from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. You want to get on the wait list. I've linked it in the show notes for you so that you don't miss when that cart opens. We're looking at a killer course for creating content at a beta price that is guaranteed to have you writing content with ease and flow in your business. Jump on the wait list now. Now we'll get back into the episode. So you're going to talk about things that come naturally to you. You're going to talk about things that just kind of show up in your life and in your business, and you just happen to know. You're going to know a lot about a lot of things as a second line, and that's how you're going to speak. Third lines are super fun. They may not think so. Third lines run fast and break things. They're the experiential learners. They learn only by doing. So their content, or your content, if you're a third line profile, is going to be all about your experience. It's going to be all about bringing the lessons that you've learned through your experience. People want to hear how you run fast and break things. They want to hear about the things that go wrong and the lesson that you learn from them. Fourth lines are community driven. They build foundations, and for them, it's all about the people that they're with. So if you are a fourth line profile, it's important to speak about community, and it's important to speak to your community because you are building networks, whether you realize it or not. You're building networks as you go through life, and your opportunities will come from your community and your network. You are community driven, and your community wants you to stand in that role of a community leader. So you're always speaking in terms of community. Fifth lines are visionary leaders. They often have a really different way of looking at things. In traditional human design language, they're called the heretics. So oftentimes when I look at fifth line profiles who are living their human design, they're saying things that could rub people the wrong way. They have a really different spin on things than your average Joe would have. So I think for a fifth line profile, it's all about standing in your uniqueness. It's all about hitting people with something that they don't expect. You're a karmic mirror. So you kind of call us on our shit, pardon my language, but you kind of call us on it and show us a better way. And it may not be a way that people have ever thought about before. Six lines are the role models. So a six line profile goes through three distinct phases in life. One is from 0 to 30. That's when they behave like third line profiles or experiential learners. From 30 to 50, they integrate the lessons. And this is often a really uncomfortable phase. Whenever I sit with a six line profile client in a reading that's in this age bracket, this 30 to 50 age, they feel this struggle. They feel uncomfortable. They feel like they're being tested over and over again. And then from 50 on, you really step into your role model phase. So this is going to look different for you if you're a six line profile, depending on what phase you're in, what phase of your life you're in. How old are you? Where do you fit in there? Are you experiencing life? Are you experimenting with life? Then that's what you're going to talk about. Are you integrating lessons? That's probably a lot of what's going to influence your tone. Have you stepped into your role model phase? Then people want to hear from you as a role model. So that brings us to the end of the sixth profile lines. As I said, they do form 12 complete profiles in different combinations. And maybe we'll go into that in a different episode, but not here. And I think there's also actually a report that you can grab on my website that will walk you through your profile and how to use it. The second thing that you want to look at is your conscious Mercury. So again, we don't ever look at one thing alone, right? Remember, your human design is all about the nuances. For the purposes of this episode, we are going to start with this Mercury because Mercury tells you what you're here to communicate. But I want you to keep that in mind, that it's not that we're going to look at that in a vacuum when you're in a container with me. You know, if you decide to come into the Content by Design course that's launching later this month, or if you decide to work with me one-on-one, we're going to look at your Mercury in the context of the rest of your design. But I can't do that when I don't have your chart in front of me. So for today, I'm just going to have you look at your conscious Mercury. And again, there is a little download in the show notes for you that you can grab that will show you what your Mercury is. But it's on the black side or the right side of the numbers of your chart. And it's usually going to be the sixth symbol down. It looks like a little person with horns, like a little stick person with horns. So I don't know what yours is as I'm recording this, but I'm going to talk about a client of mine whose Mercury is in gate 62. Gate 62 is the gate of details. Now, this doesn't mean that she goes through life talking only about details, that every conversation with her is completely about the details, but details will flavor her communication. She'll speak in a detailed manner, and she'll likely focus on more detailed aspects of a project when she's communicating with a client. It's going to be part of her secret sauce and part of the way that she communicates. Actually, the next episode that's coming out is about Stephen King, and his Mercury is, I think, in gate 57. It's all about intuition. So he, when he's writing characters, and in almost every single one of his novels, you hear him talk about a sixth sense that a character has, or the character is somehow in tune with their intuition in one way or another. And that's him using his Mercury, gate 57, in his communication. So it's not black and white. I'd love to get you out of the thinking of human design being black and white, if that's where you're at with it. And like, it has to be this. You know, my own Mercury is gate 27, and gate 27 is nurturing. It's a healing energy, and it's also a lot about self-care and taking care of yourself before you give to everyone else. It's mama bear energy. And I had such a hard time with this. You know, it was easy when I was in my holistic health practice to think, oh yeah, that makes sense. Nourishing and nurturing and healing energy, that totally makes sense. But then come on over into this world and I'm like, I don't quite get how that is. But it's just the way that I do the things that I do, the way that I communicate. And if you are in a coaching relationship with me, or if you're in even a human design reading with me, you will feel nurtured. My clients would all tell you that they feel nurtured. I'm going to hold them accountable to themselves. I'm going to kick their ass when they need to be kicked. But I'm also going to nurture them along the way and hold space, because I know that, you know, I deeply understand that we are where we are because these are the things we've been conditioned to believe about ourselves. So there's a lot of compassion in my communication for clients that way. But it's not like a literal message of, oh God, how am I going to use this gate 27 to nurture or nourish the tribe? How am I going to talk about that all the time? It doesn't have to be black and white like that. It just flavors your communication. I hope that makes sense for you. And you know what? If you want some feedback on your own Mercury, send me a message on Instagram, and I'm always happy to have a conversation about human design there. Okay, so let's get back on track here. Thirdly, we look at the throat center. Is your throat center defined or undefined? The undefined throat has a variability in how it speaks. Someone with an undefined throat may channel information. They may be able to speak in a lot of different tones of voice, depending on who they're with. And generally, they'll be freer with their voice than someone with a defined throat. And you know who's a really good example of this is Matthew McConaughey. If you haven't listened to his audiobook, Green Lights, please do so. It's just as if you're watching a movie with him in it, but all of the different variations of his voice, it's crazy to listen to. And when I was listening, I'm like, he must have an undefined throat to be able to do all of that. And then when I checked his human design, he does. So that's a good example of someone with an undefined throat who has a lot of variability in their voice. The defined throat, so if your throat center is defined, it's the third center down on your chart, and it will be colored in a beigey color. The defined throat has a consistent voice. It has a way of speaking that remains constant no matter what the crowd, no matter what the task. The gates that are defined in the defined throat center will influence the way that that person speaks because they have consistent access to the energy of those gates. So another little tidbit for you is this. Look at which centers reach or try to reach your throat center. In human design, it's all about getting energy to the throat. So if your emotional center is connected to your throat center, or if it's trying to connect to your throat center, then you'll speak about feelings and emotions. If your spleen is connected to your throat center or trying to connect to your throat center, then you'll speak intuitively. If your ajna is connected to your throat center, then you'll speak your mind. So I know that's a lot. In the Content by Design course, we go over that in detail and actually look at your own pieces of content and how you're meant to speak from those centers, from your profile, from your Mercury, from your unconscious Mars. We look at a lot of places in your design to find out exactly what you're meant to speak. But this will give you a little bit of a start. You can sit down with your own chart and go through these pieces and start to play with it. Because remember that human design is an experiment, right? It's all about playing in the energy of your design and seeing how it feels for you, which is so much better than me telling you how it is. I do have a free workshop coming up on November 20th, where we're going to look at why your human design holds the keys to your message and how to use it so that you never struggle with writing content again. The link is in the show notes to sign up for that. And then the Content by Design course will be open for enrollment from Black Friday to Cyber Monday only. If you're going to come to the workshop, which I hope you do, again, it's free workshop, bring a piece of content. Bring a piece of content and we will rework it together, or have in mind that you want to do a post or an email or, you know, something else for content, and we'll work on it together in that workshop. So if you're ready for content to flow with purpose, you need to start thinking about aligning your content, or I invite you, I guess need is a little bit strong. I invite you to start thinking about how your voice is meant to show up according to your human design, because your message will land so much better with the right people for you, which is another piece we look at in your design. Who are you here to attract? But when you know who you're speaking to, and when you know what you're here to speak and how you're here to speak it, it makes content creation so much easier. And it makes your soul fit clients not only want to work with you, but want to engage with your content. It's like you're speaking directly to them. So that's all I have for you today on content. I feel like that was a lot. Again, feel free to pop me off a message on Instagram if you want some clarification on something. And do plan to attend the free workshop. The link is in the show notes. As you go through your week this week and life kicks you around a little bit, like it will, remember to stay unjaded. I'll see you next week.